Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this song.
So good.
It's really good. It's really good.
So every once in a while, Sam will say something out of the newsroom, and he'll go, "Oh, Susan so-and-so died at, she's 72. And if I told you the name, you're not necessarily going to know the name, but you will know the scene in the movie the second we tell you who she is.
Susan Buckner.
Which, by the way, I didn't recognize the name either.
I didn't either. But then again, I've never seen the movie. Susan Buckner, best known for playing Patty Simcox in Grease.
Yes.
Has died at the age of 72.
Thank you.
Here.
Oh, you must think I'm a terrible clod for not introducing myself to your friend. Hi, I'm Patty Simcox. Oh, welcome to Ride Deal.
All right. Susan died peacefully on May 2nd, surrounded by loved ones, according to Melissa Berthier, a publicist for the family. No cause of death provided.
She's the one that goes, in right before they sing Summer Lovin', she goes, "Oh my gosh, guess who's running for school president? Me!" You know, she just delivered
a little
those
over the top.
Oh my gosh, delivered those lines so perfectly because we all knew that one person in high school that was rah, rah, shish, boom, bah, high school.
Do you remember her famous cheer in the film?
Well, I remember she's doing this with her pom poms.
Mm-hmm. Do the splits. Give a yell, show a little spirit for old Rydell. Way to go, red and white. Go, Rydell. Fight, fight, fight.
Yep. And I don't know, did she ever go on and do other roles in her life? Like, that's one of those snapshots in time where your entire life you are known as Ms. Simcox. I mean, everyone would have said, "Oh my God, you were in Grease."
You're the equivalent of a one-hit wonder.
Tell me everything. What was that like?
So she did not return for Grease 2, but she did appear in TV shows Starsky and Hutch and The Love Boat.
Okay.
Her final, listen to this, her final acting role was in 1981. She appeared in the slasher film Deadly Blessing.
Yeah, her obituary video was only her as Patty Simcox.
Yeah.
Buckner directed children's theater and taught dance at a gym in Florida in her later years.
Am I making this up in the back of my head? Or did Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid live next to the old high school where they filmed Grease and then wandered onto the grounds to try to get a peek at Olivia Newton-John? I swear I read that somewhere a couple years ago.
Where was the movie filmed?
Rydell High.
Well, where's Rydell High?
I want to say at the time it was either closed down for the summer or...
Is it kind of like the high school in...
Yeah, like Breakfast Club? Yes,
John
I knew
Marshall High
I did
School,
not, yes,
Los
I,
Angeles.
I knew I did not make this up.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Pretty in Pink, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Gross Point Blank.
Wow.
Yes, unbeknownst to filmmakers, Coach Reed sneaked into the school to try and get a peek of the movie starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John being filmed in 1977. He shared that nugget on Sports Take with Derek Gunn in Philadelphia when asked about his high school being the location for the film. Quoting here from Coach Reed.
He went to high school
Yes,
there.
Yeah, I did. I actually snuck in there and kind of watched them. I grew up right across the street, around the corner, so it was a short block.
I'll be darned.
They jokingly asked if Reed almost had a cameo with Travolta, and Coach Reed quipped, I went there to see Olivia, not Travolta.
Smart man.
See, my brain is a dictionary of just absolutely worthless information like that.
Horribly worthless.
Yeah.
Not unlike mine.
That's why when I miss an appointment, I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth to remember things like that. But I can tell you that Coach Reed once sneaked onto the set of Grease.
Playing 80s.
Thank you. Here. Oh, you must think I'm a terrible clod for not introducing myself to your friend. Hi, I'm Patty Simcox.
Play an 80s song, and I can tell you what year it was released.
No, I'm quite aware. We got in a fight about it earlier.
It is ridiculous.
Even when we don't ask.
I said to him, I want to hear the Pet Shop Boys today. And he goes, I don't think that's who played that, but I do think it was 1987. And I go, did I ask you what year that song topped the charts? Well,
by the way, we didn't even acknowledge that he mentioned it was 1987. And a few moments later, he goes, yep, I was right.
I
1987.
Mean, he's insufferable with his worthless dictionary of 80s knowledge.
But I was wrong. It was the Pet Shop Boys. You're absolutely right in that regard.
Yeah. I deal with every single day.
But I knew that song came out in 1987.
Tune in if you want to hear it at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
You will hear it at 5:06. That is correct. Oh, we're going to do terrible jokes at 3:45.
Let's do it.
Are you down with that? Dana, you're down with that, right?
I'm in.
Okay. I had some that were sent in by a listener via the old snail mail.
Really?
What?
Yeah, he sent in a magazine cutout of terrible jokes, and some of them will be featured on the program.
Really?
Today.
You opened listener mail because you know I don't.
I opened it because you put it on my desk, assuming that there was some sort of bad chemical in there.
I will tell you here, please do not send mail to us here for any reason. There's just no reason.
No.
Really, really need something, you can figure out how to email Scott or something.
Wait
do
a
not
minute.
Because
you
the
don't
mail
speak
come,
for
no,
this show.
The mail comes in, and it always looks like a ransom note.
Well, yes,
with, like,
it does.
Letters that are clipped from magazines.
Well,
and
no.
I'm like, I'm not opening that. I don't even know why they bring it up here. There's times my mom has sent stuff here, and I go, Mom, I don't get my mail here. I don't open it. I don't. So then I feel bad if someone sends something nice because I just don't open any of it.
You only speak for yourself. You do not speak for Sam and me when it comes to snail mail.
I greatly enjoy reading the in-depth CIA JFK breakdown.
Oh, God, here
Absolutely.
We go.
Because we have gotten probably 20 pages front to back from
you know
this
what?
Gentleman.
We
get here,
snail
and I can't
mail,
wait for more.
And we get jail mail. And speaking of people.
Oh, you don't enjoy jail mail?
No, I don't. I don't
well,
open
I do.
It anymore.
I do.
You know,
inmate 416.
Yes.
Thank
you. We had one guy make us something one year that was very sweet because they don't have a lot of materials. He was an artist and
it's
he made something.
It still hangs in Sam's
studio. I know,
studio.
And do not mention it, but I looked him up and he murdered his wife. And I'm like,
That bird in there?
Stop sending me things.
That bird that we hang in there is from a guy who killed his wife?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Strangled. I looked up the case. I'm sorry.
It's
this
a lovely
is what
bird.
I do. Yes. I'm sure she was a lovely person too before
Wonderful
he killed
crochet,
her.
Not crochet, but.
Paper mache?
Paper mache,
yeah.
Did you hear Jason Kelsey? This actually came up about a week ago on, was it New Heights or something else, Sam? Where he said the one thing that has been, you know, they can't stop it, but I guess he did try to stop it through the Postal Service, is that people will flood their house with crap. I mean.
No, it's Travis Kelsey.
They send.
No, Travis. Yeah, it's Travis
Kelsey.
Oh, I
thought it was Jason.
No, Travis said Travis. Stop sending me things in the mail.
They send. Try my Scentsy candle. Would you like to market this? I actually had a friend say to me once, do you have any idea how I would try to get something to Travis Kelsey? And I said, no, please don't.
No.
Please don't. Because I'm sure, and Mahomes is probably the same way.
They don't want it.
They don't. Yes, it's, oh, it's
well, he actually,
a lot. And it's people asking for money, and it's.
According to the podcast, he had to put a stop with the Postal Service, so it doesn't even get to his house. So
yeah.
Don't even try.
What about, like, bills and stuff?
Well, people pay those online these days.
Yeah, he probably has people handle that.
Oh. You can do that?
Yeah, they don't write checks.
Are you sure it wasn't Jason Kelsey's house?
No, it was Travis.
No, he's right, it's Travis. It was in the stack the other day.
God bless him. Yeah, just don't. Stop looking up.
Here's my scented candle. Yes. What do you think?
Would you like to be part of my Amway family? No.
No, I'm good.
No,
we love the mail. Dana thinks it has cyanide in it, so I open it. So if you're going to try to kill somebody, you're going to kill me.
Or me.
Just don't try to kill us.
I'll open the mail.
My mom will say, did you get that thing that I sent Scott about 6 months ago? And I go, Mom, I've told you. Told you before. I love you. Don't send things to the station. I don't get them, and if I get them, I don't open them. Send that
even
to my house. You actually know Scott's address. You actually know my address.
She does.
If you wanted something to get to us, you would send it to my house. Do not send it here.
That's a great point.
We don't even have a mail room anymore.
No, hang on. That's a great point. Your mother knows my address, and she certainly knows yours, but yet she sends things to the radio station.
It's
why?
Scott, I don't know.
Well, she did send a lovely care package that we all greatly enjoyed.
With Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
I did like those ornaments.
With little microphone Christmas ornaments. Mm-hmm. Those were really nice.
Not to mention the boxing pens that we got.
Great point.
And the ball that you put on your head and try to punch it, and then it hits
you
in the face.
Whatever became of that?
Where did it go, Dana?
My kids took it, and then I took it to the lake with some girlfriends. And
haven't seen it since.
Not sure.
Kind of like the treadmill in the basement?
I was not able to master the punch-a-ball.
Row machine upstairs?
No, the row machine is still in the basement.
Oh, it is?
No, we sold that.
Did you sell it?
We sold that. Yeah, I sold it.
How much you get for it?
I paid $1,200 for it.
Oh, my God.
I got $900 for it, which means it was $100 per row for the three times I used it.
And how's the e-bike?
That's long gone.
I know.
I got rid of that after it tried to buck me off and kill me.
Remember we broke it down? It was a few $100 per minute.
$200 per minute or something. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Yes, sir. I hope somebody else picks it up. Tom Selleck is not ready to bid farewell to the greatest TV series of all time, Blue Bloods. It is the greatest TV show of all time. In an interview with CBS News, Selleck said he still believes that CBS will come to their senses and reverse its decision to end the police drama with season 14. Says Selleck, we're the third highest scripted show in all of broadcast. We're winning the night. All the cast wants to come back. And I can tell you this, we are not sliding off down a cliff. We're doing good shows. He's right. I just saw it last Friday night. It's still great.
14 seasons?
14 seasons.
Woo!
You know who's on that show is Tom Brady's girlfriend.
Yeah, Bridget Moynihan.
Bridget Moynihan, yeah. Who's, I believe, the mother of his oldest son.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Hence the joke in the roast.
Okay.
Yeah. Selleck has played Commissioner Frank Reagan in Blue Bloods since the series premiere in 2010. Last November, CBS announcing the show would end in the fall of this year with a two-part season.
All right. It's the
bring it back
end of another era for Panera Charged Lemonade. They are finally dropping their charged lemonade since they put it behind the counter after multiple wrongful death lawsuits. Are we up to three?
Two. A third lawsuit was filed in January.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Three.
Well, only two of them were, one of them was a death.
This is the lemonade that looks
like,
that looks
like
lemonade, looks like lemonade, and it's lemonade-ish, but packs enough caffeine in it. If you have a heart condition, it could cause problems if you don't know what you're drinking.
The most recent lawsuit was filed by Lauren Scarrett in January. She's 28 years old from Rhode Island. She claimed the beverage left her with permanent cardiac injuries.
According to one of the lawsuits, Charged Lemonade contains as much caffeine as a Red Bull and Monster Energy drink combined, as well as 30 teaspoons of sugar, despite the advertisement that it is a plant-based, clean drink with as much caffeine as our dark roast coffee. Multiple other injuries have been reported, including a Pennsylvania teen who went into cardiac arrest and had a seizure, had to be intubated for 2 days. The beverages will come off the menu in the next 2 weeks.
Well, we made that argument when these lawsuits first started getting filed. Not that I think Panera necessarily has done anything wrong. I don't understand why they have so many milligrams of caffeine in these drinks. 390 milligrams of caffeine. The average human can tolerate up to 400 milligrams per day.
By the way, it would not be abnormal, though, if you had a 30-ounce cup of coffee that would also have a consistent amount of caffeine.
But you more understand to me, Sam, what's in coffee. Whereas this, they called it charged lemonade. They should have called it, hello, I'm awake for 4 days lemonade.
Okay.
And you remember they added a warning after, I think, the first death that said... And it's on its website, so...
Well, no, they put a warning on the drive-thru signs as
well. Use in moderation, not recommended for children, people sensitive to caffeine, or pregnant or nursing women.
What they should have done is lessen the size of the cup that you could get charged lemonade in.
Which surprises me that they allowed you to get it in the 30-ounce cup in the first place.
And not allow you to go back for refills.
That, to me, was always the problem. It was right up there with the iced tea and the sodas. Like the self-serve
like the
in
ice,
the beginning.
The
yes.
iced coffee and everything like that. You could go back up and get a refill.
I may or may not have spent my first professional job working there. And when I was there, any of the specialty lemonades were all behind the counter. You didn't get any refills. And they were sold in the smaller 8-ounce cup. You couldn't even get a 12-ounce.
Okay, this teenager, by the way, this story just dropped 2 days ago. Luke Adams, 18 years old, bought a charged lemonade with his lunch on March 9th while en route to see the movie Dune 2.
Oh, he saw it.
He went into cardiac arrest.
Really?
Spent time in the ICU after drinking the large charged lemonade.
Why serve it in a 30-ounce cup?
He got to the movie, by the way. He got to the movie. It says, before long, fellow audience members were performing CPR after he fell unresponsive at the movie theater and was confirmed to be experiencing a regular heartbeat. Rushed to the hospital and diagnosed with ventricular fibrillation.
So to Sam's point, why serve it in a 30-ounce cup?
Why serve it at all?
I don't disagree.
Now, I would not be surprised if this were not just them phasing out the product as a already planned phase out, because they are known to bring in products and take them out.
Not if they sell well.
Why are they waiting 2 weeks? How many people go on a restaurant's website to look up the caffeine content and what you're about to walk in and order?
No, nobody
the
does.
Answer is zero.
Well, nobody
right,
does.
It is right there on the label.
No, it's not.
But Sam, who reads that? I mean, let's be honest.
Now you can't read it if you're in the store because the thing is behind the counter.
That's true.
There is a calorie counter sheet of paper at your local McDonald's, right? It'll tell you what a Big Mac has, what a double Whopper, not a double Whopper.
How many calories, what it is in every menu? Every menu item.
Who goes to McDonald's, walks over to the board and goes, I was going to get the Big Mac, but it's 550 calories. I think I'll pass on that. I'll go with the burger. Nobody does that.
I mean, if you're someone with a heart condition and can't take a lot of caffeine,
you shouldn't
definitely
be having caffeine.
But there are all kinds of people walking among us, teenagers among them, where a normal physical is not going to catch some sort of irregularity with the way your heart is firing.
True.
And sometimes the first presenting symptoms in these kids is death. Which, again, I ask you, why is Panera waiting 2 weeks? This 18-year-old had no known prior issue.
Well, there is no explanation as to why they're waiting 2 weeks. They could just yank charged lemonade off of their stands right now. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name is Scott. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. Available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Led Zeppelin, I mean Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, you poke fun, but man, had you been at that concert, you would be a diehard fan.
My dear friend, and Dana met her years ago, Lisa Q, who lives down in Austin. We went to high school together in a country I'm not allowed to mention anymore. Went and saw Greta Van Fleet last night in Austin, said it was awesome.
The show is electric. I mean, at one point, the stage was on fire.
That's awesome.
So much pyrotechnics, your face is hot.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. The Swiss Army knife is no longer going to be a knife.
What?
Yep.
Can I take it on an airplane?
So maybe now. The maker of the Swiss Army knife is working on a new version of the classic multi-tool, which will not have a blade. Hence, no knife.
So now it's just a Swiss Army?
Thing? E?
D.C.?
Spokesperson for Swiss says, we are in the early stages of developing pocket tools without blades, adding they will complement the existing range of multi-tools rather than replace them.
So why get rid of the blade?
Sam, I don't know.
What else is on there that would be of use?
So you have a can opener.
Screwdriver.
Little scissors.
Okay.
Tweezers.
Scissors or a blade?
No, they're going to keep the scissors.
Okay.
You have a corkscrew. Let's see what else is on there.
But the entire thing is called a Swiss Army knife.
They're getting rid of the knife.
Okay.
Well, to me, this would be like a rebrand to try to remain relevant, but you're already the pinnacle of pocket knives.
They got a lot of stuff in there.
Are they expensive?
So there's one in here that I'm looking at that's got a lot of stuff on it, and it goes for $395.
Wow.
And then you have... Well, but then you have the lesser ones that have a blade, a saw.
A saw?
Yeah.
What do you think you need that for?
A corkscrew.
So the
opener. That one goes for $39.
In case
bucks.
You need to pop open a bottle of wine and...
Look at this one. This one, look at that.
Oh, come on. There's like 50 things coming out of that thing.
The three-piece Swiss Army knife, which is actually a five-piece, has the tweezers, the toothpick, the scissors, the knife, and the nail file. That's the smallest one you can get, $24.
Okay.
This one is $395. It's got pliers, several blades.
I mean, you could almost build a house with that thing.
A nail file.
I mean, that's the Swiss Army knife of Swiss Army knives.
Scissors, a saw, can opener. That's one of those weird Allen wrench kind of things. It actually has three different can openers.
From the text line, good. I've had to give up my mini tool to TSA due to the blades. The saw is still going to make you give it up.
I was going to say, if you've got a saw.
You're not getting that thing through TSA,
sir,
y'all.
You cannot bring a saw on an airplane. All right. Speaking of name changes.
Oh, that's right. They have a toothpick. Yeah, that's
the
right.
The Boy Scouts of America will change its name to be more inclusive after years of woes. Follow me here. Is that really why they're doing? The Boy Scouts of America is changing its name for the first time in its 114-year history and will become Scouting America. It is a significant shift as the organization emerges from bankruptcy following a flood of, bingo, sexual abuse claims and seeks to focus on inclusion. The organization, steeped in tradition, has made seismic changes after decades of turmoil, from finally allowing gay youth to welcoming girls throughout its ranks. With an eye on increasing flagging membership numbers, the Irving, Texas-based organization announced the name change today at its annual meeting in Florida. In the next 100 years, we want any youth in America to feel very, very welcome into our programs.
Well, as a Life Scout.
As an almost there scout, you mean?
Almost Eagle Scout, I think, is what you're looking for, Sam.
It's the AES badge. Almost Eagle Scout. It's small. It's not very popular. There should be a badge that just says you were so close.
So close. Why did you quit, kid?
Hey, by the way, over 6,000 girls have now achieved Eagle Scout rank. Good for them.
You haven't.
Okay. They did what I couldn't do. And I hate you both. I hate you both.
What is the one thing you've never finished that drives you crazy,
That's
Sam?
That's it. Oh, sorry. Oh. I thought you were talking to me.
Well, for the longest time, it was college.
Yeah.
Yeah, that only took you 7 years.
Thank you, doctor.
Dr. Sam.
I mean, I took an additional 2 years because I refused to take a foreign language to actually get my degree. I had a job before in broadcasting before I got my degree.
From Washburn.
And then they let me take French at Washburn. I think I got a D.
I worked for this show before I got my degree.
Finally got that piece of paper, stupid foreign language requirement.
I will never forgive myself for not getting my Eagle Scout.
Well, they let you go back sort of like they give people honorary degrees.
I wouldn't take it. Because I didn't
give you
earn
a diploma,
it.
Or did that not happen until after you graduated from Washburn?
It didn't happen until after I graduated Washburn. No! No! Stop it!
Got it!
Not what I said!
Got it!
There is no way that you can go back and attain.
No.
You could do a service project.
That's all I had to do.
Was your service project?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, I will say this. I love seeing how creative the kids are today with that service project. Oh, some of them are building little free libraries. Some of them do wheelchair ramps for people who need them.
The park over here in Mission behind Hy-Vee was an Eagle Scout project. If you walk that trail back there, it tells you that it was an Eagle Scout project. It was all that I had to do, and I quit. And I'll never, ever forgive myself.
And you quit because it was uncool. I remember you saying that. It was uncool.
Yep.
Now, I probably would have agreed with you, but like if it was going to be uncool,
just
you're right
it.
At the finish
just
line.
Get
just
it
do
and
it.
Shut your mouth, Scott.
Just do it.
Was that before or after the mullet?
That was right. That's it was, peak it was, mullet it, time,
it was,
I think.
It was DM
okay.
during the mullet.
It wasn't BM?
No, it was DM.
Okay.
It was during the mullet.
Let me just say this. Reaction online ranged from excitement to those who decried this thing because we got rid of the word boy.
Oh.
And someone in Georgia, Republican, not making this political, but he is, wokeness destroys everything it touches. Let me tell you what. Wokeness did not destroy the Boy Scouts of America. The rape of Boy Scouts destroyed the Boy Scouts of America.
Can I make a European reference or not?
Yes, always. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. When I was living in Europe, and we would go on, you guys are going to just crucify me for this. We would go on jamborees. Shut up, both of you.
Okay.
We would go on jamborees.
What's a jamboree?
It's a camping event where you bring in scouts from all over the place.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And so I remember going to a jamboree in Copenhagen one time.
we were the only country. There were scouts from Denmark, from Norway, from Sweden, from Germany, Holland, Belgium, France, you name it. They from all over Europe. We were the only scouting organization that did not include girls and boys.
Yours was.
The American scouts were the only scouts that did not include girls. Every other campsite that we went to visit,
sure,
and just see, you know, get to know them and hang out with them, you know, sit around the fire, whatever. Every single other country had girls and boys in their scout.
Open it up. Let girls and boys in. Let women be scout leaders.
I believe they let women in years ago. Good. I thought they had already changed it to Scouts of America. I didn't realize that the boy part was even still on the front of it.
I'll be honest, I didn't either. Terrible Joke Tuesday is coming up in just a moment. Get your terrible but arable jokes in now. Text line is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return here on Dana and Parks. One of my favorite times of the week, Terrible Joke Tuesday, where your joke has to be terrible but arable. Read that, dad jokes, 913-586-7798.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana.
You know there are people out there who just don't like Canada's flag?
Really?
They could take it or leave it.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you that I left my Adderall in my Ford Fiesta?
No.
Yeah, now it's a Ford Focus.
That's pretty good. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
This is from 8796, about a half hour ago. Did I ever tell you that I hate people who don't have feet?
No.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
Did you hear about NASA? They're thinking about sending a satellite to say sorry to the aliens.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be called Apollo G.
Scott.
Yes, Dana.
Did I tell you today? I was going to tell a joke about a dead parrot.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not, though. It's way too macabre. Macabre.
Hey, Dana.
Macabre. Hey,
I got it.
Try that again?
No, we got it the first time. Not the third, but the
yes,
first.
Scott.
Did you know that I always love a good Chuck Norris joke. Did you know that Chuck Norris is the only person on this planet who can punch a cyclops right between the eye?
No. Right.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
So my rooster died and I bought a duck. Now every morning I wake up at the quack of dawn.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
What do you call a dog magician?
I don't know.
A labradabrador retriever.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Dana.
What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat mop who?
Ew, you eat your poo?
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
R.I.P. to boiling water.
Uh-oh.
You will be missed.
Sam.
Oh, boy.
Yes, Dana?
What do you call a lawyer who can cook?
I don't know.
It's sous chef.
This one from a listener through the old snail mail from a 1964 magazine.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Did I tell you that my cousin swallowed a frog?
No.
Yeah, he's going to croak any minute now.
Hey, right. Sam.
Yes?
Why do teenage girls travel in odd-numbered groups?
I don't know.
Because they just can't even.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
By the way, should have stayed in 1964.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Why
do skunks argue?
They love to raise a stink.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Did I tell you a girl the other day came up to me and told me that she recognized me from the vegetarian club?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I had never met her before.
Hey, Scott.
That's actually funny. Yeah, Sam.
Did I tell you they charged me $10,000 to send my cat into space?
No.
Yeah, it was a catastrophe. Cat Astro.
Dana.
Yes, Scott.
From 2087, did you hear about the crow that was on the telephone pole?
I did not.
Yeah, he was trying to make a long distance call.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Did you hear about the actuary who wouldn't make whipped cream?
No.
Yeah, she was whisk averse.
These are so good, they're bad. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
You know 90% of bald people still own a comb?
Really?
Yeah, they just can't part with it.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Did I tell you I changed my phone's name to Titanic?
Oh, man.
It's sinking now.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Where did Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader go shopping?
I don't know.
At the secondhand store? You know, they both lost their hands in the movies.
Hey, Sam.
Yes? Okay.
Sorry if I had to explain that.
What do you do when you find niacin and thiamine at your front door?
I don't know.
You vitamin, of course.
Okay. Hey, Dana.
Yes?
What is the most dead air you will ever hear on TV?
What is the most dead air you'll ever hear on TV?
A roast of Chuck Norris.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you that I lost my job because I kept asking my customers if they were smoking or non-smoking?
Oh.
Yeah, apparently the proper term is cremated or buried.
Scott, what happens when a piano falls down a... Wait, I can't read that. Did you hear about the guy who started chirping? Did you hear about the guy who started chirping after a one-night stand?
No.
Yeah, they think he caught a canarial disease.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's up, buddy?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden
leg?
Well,
Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left ye.
Quick break for the news coming up in 2 minutes. She is Dana Wright. Thanks for the jokes, everybody. That was a good one. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Here's the Gin Blossoms.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.